WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, two students were hospitalized following an assault at Columbia High School in Maplewood on Tuesday. Police report a student was assaulted outside the school at dismissal by a number of people who do not attend Columbia. According to Tappan to Soma, the student was treated by a school nurse and taken to a hospital. A Garden State library says it may have given out solar eclipse glasses that didn't work.
Just hours before Monday's historic solar eclipse, the Morristown Library posted on social media that it distributed counterfeit protective solar eclipse glasses by mistake. The library said that they purchased the glasses from Walmart.com. The glasses were labeled as having been manufactured by Medical King, but they were fakes and possibly didn't work. Experts warned that looking at the eclipse without proper eye protection would cause permanent damage. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
An analysis estimates that President Biden's new student debt relief plan could cost taxpayers around $84 billion. A Penn Wharton budget model looks at five parts of the plan to total how much the initiatives would total. The plan could be put into place before the November election. The model shows that the biggest cost would be Biden's proposal to cancel up to $20,000 for borrowers with balances from unpaid interest. The next Beach Sweeps event from the group Clean Ocean Action, which gathers volunteers to pick up trash off the sand, is scheduled for Saturday between 9 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. There are more than 80 New Jersey sites to choose from, and you can register at cleanoceanaction.org.
We do ask that you bring your own bucket or repurposed container and gloves, but we also provide bags and gloves and stuff on site as well.
During last year's Beach Sweeps events, volunteers picked up about 170,000 pieces of debris. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will you be rocking down the shore or singing in the rain this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
80 westbound, 3 miles west of exit 25 in Alamuchi. A car and a tow truck collided. The accident still being cleared from the left lane. We still have an accident on US 30, Whitehorse Pike. The left lane closed eastbound. All lanes subject to closure westbound at Mill Road in Absecon. Crossing the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, Holland Tunnel likely to lose a lane for construction work. So that's going to be a little slow. Otherwise, we're in pretty good shape. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Shabort, 1118 on New Jersey, 101.5.
Jeminski and Doyle.
On any given day in New Jersey, where are the bad smells and where are the good smells?
Entertain Jersey weekdays from 2 to 7.
Good smells on the boardwalk. Bad smells, 195 at 295.
New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Windy and mild overnight with periods of rain, some of which will be heavy. And there can be a gusty thunderstorm that leads to some ponding on roadways. Winds could gust 40 to 50 miles per hour. Lows 55 to 60. Still windy Friday with clouds and a few showers. Highs will be in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy and windy Friday night with a brief shower or two. Lows 45 to 50. And windy and chilly Saturday with more clouds and sun. Watch for a morning shower in the northwest hills. High Saturday in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.